Once again, this is Jim Rau, your host, Gather the Outcast Radio Ministry. Great to be with you today. Before we start into the message today, I want to give you just a brief update on what's going on here in Kenya. As I spoke there in the prayer, before the prayer, we had a service this morning in our church here in Makunda, and we passed out some food gifts and candy to the children, and that is going to be the main celebration here. Most people here don't have trees. They don't go shopping for gifts. They don't have big Christmas celebrations because of lack of money. And also, it's just not a tradition here. The commercialization of Christmas as we have it in the U.S. is just not a cultural tradition here. People go home to their homes after church. If they're Christian, they go home to their homes and fix a meal and just take it easy for the day. Maybe later in the day, go visit family. And so that's about the extent of the Christmas celebration here. And it's a bit refreshing because we don't have all the commercialization and people shopping till they drop and running up credit card debt and all that stuff. It just does not exist here in Kenya. And so we have 25 children at the children's home. We're getting them some gifts as well. And then next week, we're going to take them swimming. And then we're making plans in the new year for a crusade here in Makunda. You can be praying about that. And we're also making plans to be building a school here within the next year. We have an acre of land bought. We're looking to purchase another acre that adjoins that first acre, and so we'll have 2 acres side by side we can build a school on. So pray about that. If you'd like to be a part of that venture, a part of that mission, get in touch with me at my email, pureprairie@hotmail.com, or stay tuned for contact information at the end of this broadcast. Well, today we're going to be talking about prophecies regarding Jesus' birth, prophecies regarding the ministry of Jesus Christ. And just want to mention something here before we start is that some people are in a tizzy about what day people celebrate Christmas and should they celebrate Christmas and all that kind of stuff. And I just want you to know that I'm very happy to celebrate Christmas on December 25th. It doesn't bother me at all, and it doesn't bother God either. He's not up there in heaven wringing his hands over what day Christians have decided to celebrate Jesus. Some people say, oh, it's a pagan holiday. No, it's not a pagan holiday. God created every day. Every single day was created by Jehovah God, and through him and through Jesus Christ, everything was created. And so there is no such thing as pagans owning any day of the calendar. Not one of the 365 days is owned or designated for any pagan to own that day. And so we're very happy to celebrate this day. Nobody knows for sure. Well, maybe somebody does. Father God does. Nobody knows for sure what day Jesus was born on. Some people say September 11th, and some people say in October sometime. My opinion on it, which does not matter a whole lot, my opinion was that he was born sometime in the fall, either September or October, from all the evidence that I have seen and studied. But I'm not going to get all bent out of shape because people celebrate on December 25th. I hope you celebrate today. And I hope you celebrate the birth of Jesus every day if you want. That's a good thing and a righteous thing to do. And so don't get in a Scrooge attitude about, well, this isn't the right day, that somehow Satan has this day and has tricked 2.5 billion Christians around the world. No, that isn't right. Just enjoy the day. Enjoy your family. Enjoy your Savior. Enjoy your Lord. God has a plan for you, and God has a plan for this day and for the people all over the world who are celebrating the birth of Jesus. Well, in Micah, small book in the Old Testament, Micah 5, chapter 5, verse 2, there's an amazing prophecy that actually pinpoints the place where Jesus was born. And so Micah says here in 5:2, "But you, Bethlehem Ephratah, though you be little among the thousands of Judah," or the thousands of villages of Judah, "yet out of you shall he come forth, unto me who is to be ruler in Israel, whose goings forth have been from old, from everlasting. And so Micah pinpoints down to the very little village of the thousands of villages in Israel and says Jesus is going to come from Bethlehem Ephrathah. Well, Bethlehem means house of bread. And it was also the birthplace of David, King David. His family was from there. And so Bethlehem is a little small place outside of Jerusalem, just a short distance from Jerusalem. And so this is the place where Jesus was born. And this was not Jesus' home or Joseph and Mary's home. They came from Nazareth of Galilee, but they ended up just a few days before Jesus was born. They ended up in the stable, in the place where Jesus was born. They were going there to be taxed, to be recorded, as this was their original birthplace. And so this was where they came from originally, and they went there to be taxed, and the birth of baby Jesus then was recorded in the book of Matthew, the book of Luke, and other places in the Gospels. But Micah has pinpointed that this would be the place where the Christ child would be born. Then in verse 4, there's a reference then to the Good Shepherd. And I'll be looking at other scriptures here regarding the Good Shepherd, verse 4 in Micah 5. And he shall stand and feed his flock. He shall stand and feed in the strength of the Lord, in the majesty of the name of the Lord his God. And they shall abide, that is the sheep dwelling in eternal security. They shall abide. For now shall he be great unto the ends of the earth. And so there's the reference to the Good Shepherd. Jesus Christ is our Good Shepherd. He was sent to speak to the flock, to gather the flock. He was sent to bring the flock into the fold. And so Micah has not only prophesied about his birth, but also prophesied about his mission. And of course, we know Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. The Lord Jesus is your shepherd today. Beloved, if you don't know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, look into his life, bow your knee to him, confess his name, and he will be your shepherd. He will keep you in his flock. He will guard you from the devourer. He will guard you from the wolves. And so the shepherd, Jesus Christ, had a mission when he came. He was sent here by the Father, and he was sent here to redeem us. He was sent here to go to the cross. The birth is just a tiny part, and it is an amazing part and an amazing fulfillment of many prophecies, but the birth is just a tiny part of Jesus Christ's life here on the earth. It culminated in his life going to the cross. The Good Shepherd went to the cross, shed his precious blood for the sheep, shed his precious, perfect blood so that the sheep can be redeemed, restored back to Father God, and renewed in righteousness. And so that is the amazing prophecies of Micah. Well, I'm going to look here in another Old Testament prophecy, Ezekiel chapter 34. And Ezekiel, this whole chapter is about the shepherds of Israel, and their calling and their failures and their fulfillment of their duties. And so in Ezekiel 34 in verse 15, then God says through Ezekiel, I will feed my flock and I will make them lie down, says the Lord God. I will seek what was lost and bring back what was driven away, bind up the broken and strengthen what was sick, but I will destroy the fat and the strong and feed them in judgment. And so this is also a fulfillment of prophecy about Jesus being the Good Shepherd. And Jesus is the Good Shepherd. If you don't know him today, beloved, he can care for you. He can love you. If you have lack in your life, if you have loneliness, if you have want in your life, and you feel like you are lost on this earth, beloved, get to know Jesus Christ. He is your Good Shepherd. He will guide you. He will direct you. He will guard you. He will give you strength when you are weak. And he will speak to you through the Holy Spirit when you need instruction, when you need counsel, when you need encouragement. And I'm going to go from there. We'll come back to Ezekiel here in just a minute, but I'm going to jump from there back to Psalm 23. Of course, you all know this, and this is the Psalm of David. This psalm was spoken about 1,500 years or so before Jesus Christ was born. And so this too is an amazing prophetic psalm. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Well, David wasn't necessarily talking about Jesus. He was talking about Lord God Yahweh. But also David had revelation of Jesus. And so he was very likely talking about Jesus as well. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his namesake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For you are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, my cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Well, that's the most comforting psalm, Psalm 23, probably the most famous psalm in the whole Bible. And it would do you well to commit that psalm to memory. But David had great revelation of Jesus Christ, of his not only his birth, but his death, and his death on the cross, amazing details, Psalm 16, Psalm 22, Psalm 110. There's many prophetic psalms that David wrote, and they all give us great revelation of David's insight and David's revelation of Jesus Christ as his Lord and his Savior. Well, let's look back again to Ezekiel 34. And we're talking about the Good Shepherd, and in verse 23, Ezekiel said, I will establish one shepherd over them, and he shall feed them, he shall feed his flock. My servant David, he shall feed them and be their shepherd. Well, Ezekiel calls, through the Word of God, through God's Word, Ezekiel calls the Good Shepherd my servant David. Jesus was also given a name, the Son of David, because he's in the lineage of David. He's in the family of David. His family, his father, Joseph, who wasn't his true father, his father was the Holy Spirit, but his earthly father was Joseph, and his mother, the Virgin Mary. Joseph was in the lineage of David, and so Jesus is called Son of David. And then in verse 24, and I, the Lord, will be their God, and my servant David, a prince among them. I, the Lord, have spoken. And so there again, Ezekiel gives Jesus the name, my servant David, a prince among them. Well, Jesus is called the Prince of Peace, Mighty God, Everlasting Father. And so he is the Prince of Peace. Jesus will give you peace when you don't have peace, beloved. When you are rattled, and it's easy to get rattled and get anxious in today's world with all the inflation and all the perversion going on, people attacking our children, people attacking our government, the threats from within, threats from without, and Jesus is the peace. He says, my peace I give unto you. John 14, 27, my peace I give unto you. Therefore, let not your heart be troubled, nor let it be fearful. My peace I give unto you, as I give, he said, not as the world gives. Beloved, the world does not have peace to give to you. There is no peace in this world. There is rumors of war and conflicts everywhere. Here in Kenya, we have Al-Shabaab on our northern border that are constantly trying to get into Kenya and blow up hotels in Nairobi, blow up buses. Even in the last week, Al-Shabaab made an attack in northern Kenya. And then on the other border on the west, we have Uganda and the general of the army over there, Juhuzi, is making threats towards Kenya. And so we have wars, we have rumors of wars, we have threats, and we have just daily violence here in Kenya that is very astounding and off the charts at times due to witchcraft, due to people stealing and robbery and violence with robbery. And so we have a lot of anxiety here in Kenya as well. It's not just an American thing, and it's in every place in the world. But I tell you, Jesus Christ can give you peace. My peace I give unto you, says the Lord. And it is not as the world gives. When you have the peace of Jesus Christ, not only the salvation, but the peace to live each and every day without anxiety eating you up and stress and tension eating you up. You don't have to take antidepressants. You don't have to take ulcer medication. You just praise the Lord and the healing in Jesus, the healing blood of Jesus, the healing in His name will bring you peace. It will bring you healing, and it will bring you contentment and fulfillment. Well, back to verse 25 in Ezekiel 34. I will make a covenant of peace with them, with the flock, and cause wild beasts to cease from the land, and they will dwell safely in the wilderness and sleep in the woods. I will make them and the places all around my hill a blessing, and I will cause showers to come down in their season. There shall be showers of blessing. Well, I know in Kansas right now that you're suffering. Well, I shouldn't say suffering, but I know you're enduring a storm of great magnitude, a lot of snow, a lot of cold, a lot of frigid weather, and my sympathies go out to you. Here in Kenya, just yesterday, we had a shower of blessing and 83 degrees. So, Caribou, you're welcome to come to Kenya. If you want to have some nice weather to enjoy this time of year, come see us over here in Kenya. But, beloved, the showers of blessings that is being talked about here in the book of Ezekiel, here chapter 34, is showers of blessings, of prosperity, financial, spiritual, emotional, every kind of prosperity. God wants to bless you. He wants to shower blessings upon you. It's not necessarily going to come as rain that you can see in your rain gauge. Sometimes it will be rain. I hope that the drought is broken, and I'm speaking over the drought in Kansas right now, Nebraska, all of these states. I'm speaking over that drought now. I say in Jesus' name, it shall be broken, and this next year shall be an abundance of rain, an abundance of moisture to replenish the land and to replenish the trees, the grass, the pastures, the gardens, the fields. And so we pray, Lord, that you would bring the showers of blessings, the physical rain. But even more than that, we pray showers of blessings over the United States of America, that people will come to know Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, that those who are walking in darkness will come to know Jesus, that those institutions that have been given over to corruption, the government institutions, including the highest offices of the land, that they shall be broken, that corruption shall be broken, and corruption shall be exposed and revealed, and showers of blessings will be poured out upon the United States of America. Father, we ask you to pour out your blessing on the United States of America. We break the curse of all the gender confusion off of the United States of America. We break the curse of people stealing and the runaway rampant spending of money that people don't have, that the government does not have. We break the curse of that, thinking that people can just run up massive, massive debts. It is not in the will of God. And so we break the curse of that massive debt accumulation in the United States of America. We pray that there will be showers of blessings. And God says, I will cause showers to come down in their season. There shall be showers of blessings. And then here's the result of the showers. Then the trees of the field shall yield their fruit, and the earth shall yield her increase. They shall be safe in their land. I pray that you will be safe in your land, that you will not have any threats against you, any threats against your livelihood, any threats against your farm, your house. We pray, Lord, that people will be safe in their land, in their houses, on their farms, and they shall know, God says, that I am the Lord when I have broken the bands of their yoke and delivered them from the hand of those who enslave them. And so we ask you, Lord, to deliver the people listening to my voice today, deliver them from the yoke of those who would enslave them, the yoke of burdensome taxation, the yoke of gender confusion, the yoke of pushing wicked and evil schemes from the enemy upon them through schools, through institutions, through government agencies. We say those yokes shall come down and they shall be broken in the name of Jesus. And they shall no longer, verse 28, be a prey for the nations, nor shall beasts of the land devour them, but they shall dwell safely and no one shall make them afraid. And then in verse 29, I will raise up for them a garden of renown, and they shall no longer be consumed with hunger in the land, nor hear the shame of the Gentiles anymore. Well, beloved, I pray that you have food to eat today. I pray that for all the people in America. I pray that for people here in Kenya. Here in our ministry, we're trying to help people get food. We're trying to teach people to fish, and we're trying to teach people to farm, teach people to make things with their hands and be resourceful, be diligent to save when they get money, be diligent to spend their money wisely. And so that is the garden of renown that the Lord is speaking about. Then in verse 31, he wraps up this scripture here. You are my flock, the Lord says, the flock of my pasture. You are men, and I am your God, says the Lord God. And so, beloved, we have a good shepherd. He was born in Bethlehem. He is the Savior that the Lord sent to save the world. Jesus said, I came to destroy the works of the devil. I came to save. I didn't come to be served. I came to serve. I'm going to finish up today reading the story of the birth of Jesus Christ. And this is from Matthew chapter 1, starting in verse 18. I encourage you to read this to your family today. Read this, meditate on it today. Verse 18. Now the birth of Jesus Christ was as follows. After his mother Mary was betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Spirit. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not wanting to make her a public example, was minded to put her away secretly. But while he thought about these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take to you Mary, your wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. And she will bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. So all of this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the Lord through the prophet, saying, behold, the virgin shall be with child and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which is translated God with us. Then Joseph, being aroused from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord commanded him, and took to him his wife, and he did not know her till she had brought forth her firstborn son, and he called his name Jesus. Well, we thank the Lord, we praise the Lord for this day. I hope you have a blessed day today. Again, find a good church, go there, worship the Lord Jesus, worship the baby, the man, and the crucified, resurrected Jesus today. This is the start of his life, and you will do well to celebrate it. Well, Gather the Outcast is a listener-supported radio ministry. We praise the Lord for that. We hope you have enjoyed these messages this year, and we invite you to partner with this ministry to help us here in Africa spread the word of the gospel, the good news of the gospel, and to take care of the orphan children and to bless people who are sick, bless people who need salvation and healing. And so if you'd like to be a part of that, we'd love to hear from you. Sit down today, write us out a check. Let us know you're listening. If you have an unction to help us with the school, email me pureprairie@hotmail.com, and we'd love to hear from you on that issue as well. Thank you again for listening. God bless you. Tune in again next week. Have a great week.